copy. I will start with remember that just to say, the purpose of the legacy report is for us to reflect on issues that we have done and those that we couldn't do for the next administration to be able to not to start afresh on issues that we've started with. So the purpose is that we'll go through page by page. Members will add if they ask, if they go, this was sent to us. I'm of the view that we're not going to read it line by line. We're going to go page by page. Members will indicate where they think that there is a weakness, we need to rephrase this. So that's what we're going to do. It's 33 pages. So we're on page one. It's a reflection on community program, the year on, and whether the objectives of that program were achieved. Any comments? Any other comments on page one? If not, page two. Page three.
Of mental health.
Is that an issue?
Yeah, state of mental health. As a separate matter that needs special future work and attention.
Okay.
That's my proposal.
Okay, that's the proposal. We put on key areas of focus for future work, the continuous monitoring and the health.
Yeah.
Our ordinance remains
here.
Any other?
Well, three.
Yes.
Yeah, we have bullet one.
Whatever bullet one?
Do we have?
What?
That monitoring and checking facility report.
That's
a
recommendation.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that this is what we have.
Honorable
Chair,
the question.
Page 3, that sentence, the of continuously monitor the implementation of only of system.
Which bullet?
The first one on page 3.
Oh.
Part of 3. Continuously monitor the implementation of the idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. If you are done with page 3, can you go to page 4?
Mm-hmm.
If members, can I just if members didn't read this document, please indicate to me so that we are able to, because we is.
I was just asking, or I thought these are for challenges or achievements. Where does the recommendation start? That's what I was asking. Because you say, no, that is the recommendation. So, okay, fine, I agree. That's why I was asking, do we have, you say, no, it's just a recommendation. So I said, where does the recommendation start? So you say, no, this is a recommendation. Under 5, this written clearly recommendation. I was thinking it's our achievement. I didn't say. That's why I'm asking, we're arguing. We seem to be clarifying each other. Thanks.
Recommend.
Sorry to be late.
Now you understand why there is that recommendation.
I understand.
Okay. 5, page 5. So we are not seeing, we are not looking into this for the first time. So we are on the same page. Okay. Page 4. why? Page 4. Page 4 is on the Department of Health and its entities. And on the Department of Health, it will then talk about programs, issues that in the program we would like as the next administration, the issues that they are to, or the issues that we have been referring to the department. If they have not, if they have been addressed, if there are any weaknesses, what is it that we are doing? So that's it.
Five.
So it is.
Functions of the council is coordinating the, not he.
When?
I don't
know. Council will make a team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not he is there. In eight, I don't know how to factor that in, but
7,
page 7.
All fees of that standard compliance, the second sentence, to monitor and enforce. The second sentence.
To monitor and
enforce compliance.
Yeah. Page 6 says health care should be care.
for healthcare.
I am trying now.
On page seven, I was appreciating the insertion of the single regulation for compensation of ex-men workers. Remember that is something that has always been a philosophers will assist in phrasing that, which is under Sister O.D. In addition, on a on the challenge on Sister O.D., which maybe can be a Chinese members, be a bullet in its own challenges of the ensuring that the it's coming from page 7. It continues, it's under Sister O.D., it's an addition of a bullet on the of ensuring that a I'm just taking a power word. Remember that we had three regulations and we want one regulation which is then going to govern the compensation of ex-men workers. I just want a better ensuring that. Okay, but it's about second. It's about a coordinated regulation by the three departments, health, minerals, and labor. That's an addition. Are we in agreeing with that? We'll just get somebody to phrase it better. Remember that this OD has always been written that way. On page 8? Okay. Page 8? Honorable Ngonzo, where are you?
The portfolio committee.
So we strike committee. Okay. Page 9. Page 10. If my memory serves me well, we did recommend to the department. It's again the issue of the CCOT about the department to facilitate and fast track the formation of this legislation, which is, so I don't know whether I should put it here or is it correct under CCOD, but it's one of the things that we in our reports are reflecting to the office to the department in terms of the recommendations that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Page 12.
People getting them.
Honorable, you keep away.
No, my argument is we don't have to move these two out because it's a continuity.
Oh, okay. What's he suggesting that we take it out? We delete it? Philosophers will deal with that. We can't take page 11. Because if we will, it will be about, it will take the whole, I think it is the substantive issues. Page 11. Page 12. I would appreciate if we can highlight on 3.3 hearings with the 9 provincial Department of Health, State of Health. I would appreciate if that can be highlighted because 3.3, We also had public hearings with 9 provincial departments of health on the state of provincial services. Can be both. If you want a correction, read it. Tell us where do you want it to be corrected. If you want it to be rephrased. The portfolio committee had, yes, the portfolio committee had. Okay. Page 13. Page 16. On page 16 now, number 4, we are then dealing with the legislation. Honorable Mashali.
No, thanks. I'm not sure of the correctness of the information around. There may be things and related substance. Because if it was referred to the committee on the premises of February 2014, that was before arrival. So I'm not sure how correct it is, that information, because in terms of the the rules of Parliament that all legislations that are tabled and are before Parliament, they fall off after elections. All of them. They collapse, all of them. They get reintroduced and then repair afresh. So le ya referendum of February 2014 is not possible. And it's our own report. Can't be set. Can't.
So it means they'll have to check that month. The month is wrong. Nandangwa Science and Technology. So we'll look into that and correct it. On page 16, on the medicine and related substance under legislation, it's saying it was referred to the committee. And what Honorable Mashala is saying, we're not here. So I'm saying he's correct. They will have to look into that, correct that, and because it can't be that it was in this committee. We are still on legislation. Honorable, can you guys?
I just need to ask something. What about the one that you are supposed to present today? By me? And where is it supposed to be included? Because the date is February 20th, right? And then the contract. And how is it made for the contract? Because in next chapter, I will be coming up. How is it scheduled?
You'll be doing what?
You know, what I was supposed to do. My question is, how is it supposed to be detected into data report?
Okay, Honorable Mashala. That's the other hand.
No. This is legislation processed. That one is not yet processed. It doesn't belong here. This is processed. So if it's going to be processed, then it's going to be included in the process. But for now, it is not part of the processed legislation.
Okay, thank you.
It's a legislation that is with the committee, but not yet processed.
Thank you.
Can I request that Secretariat please write legislation processed, please.
On 17 under National Health Laboratory Services status. No, it's no more in the NCOP. That legislation is with us. It's not in the NCOP, that's the status. Was referred to us on the 15th of November for concurrent purposes. The NCOP has disposed of that. It's with us now, still outstanding.
Okay, and, we're still on 17. 18, which is the Honorable Gomes.
And the recommendation of chair. Recommendation of the provincial department chief.
Where are the recommendations? Which page?
18.
Oh, you're on page 18.
I thought you said
18. We are still. Okay. We're on page 18. Where are you? We are talking on recommendation. Okay?
The provincial department should urgently address. I think the second bullet should also have a verb in front of human resources. Like whether we say should ensure that human resources follow. Ensure. And then the bullet following that one
Sorry. I want to understand what you say we must do.
Is when you say the provincial department should.
Should
human resource. Right. It should do something.
We are still in a committee meeting. No, I'm referring to them that are responding to. There's a proper way of responding to people don't agree with what a member is saying. So you are saying we should what?
I'm saying, Chair, if we say the provincial department should do something, we should say for following that shoot with the bullet. Like we say the provincial department should address. The provincial department should ensure that human resources follow proper recruitment systems. And provincial officials should comply with policy. We can't say the provincial department.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
Honorable Tebekwe? Honorable Maisen? No, it's Honorable Tembekwayo. And we will use your mic. It's Honorable Tembekwayo.
What I wanted to say is under recommendation, the verb there is you should, right? And then if it should, we can't repeat should in the sentences that follow. And then you said provincial department, and then in other bullet it's provincial officials. No, I'm talking about all those sentences under the provincial department should. To say what are those mistakes that are occurring here? It's provincial department.
Mm.
And then they say should. So under bullet number three and four, they say provincial department should, provincial officials should. It's complicated here. They're talking about two things here. Departments and officials. So it's either we talk about provincial departments, and if it's provincial departments named there as an introductory sentence, we need not repeat it, because you can't say provincial department should. You just say provincial department should comply with policies or put system in place or place their orders in time and then cancel the those ways so that it can read properly in English, proper English.
Myself.
Bullet number two. The heading is provincial department should properly follow recruitment processes in human resources. Then the other one, the second one. We said provincial department. Now here we said we comply. Now I cannot say we said should. Now here we said just that we comply with policies and legislative prescript related to financial. The same thing with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, with bullet number five. We can't keep on saying provincial department, and again provincial department officials. We should just say provincial department should, and then we say conform to supply chain management policies to assist in.
Can I suggest, so before we read it line by line, that we have made an example of what then, how should it be? I think they are listening.
For bullet 3, 4, and 5, it's a different instruction altogether. So rather than saying that his way, we should just say the provincial department should ensure that provincial officials comply with policies, ensure that provincial officials will cancel the should conform to supply that and that. That. Okay? 19?
Any comments on 19? 8, 20? 21. Oh, what kept going? On page 21, maybe I'm not reading it correctly. Oversight visit to Limpopo province, 21 to 14 July.
Sorry, 14 to the 21st. 14 to the 21st. Okay, 22. Come again.
Just to get an understanding on the on page 23, I'm going to say 23.
Yes.
Responses to recommendation, back a report on the recommendation of standing. And then, follow up issues, the committee will follow up on the construction of National Hospital. I thought that the outstanding includes machine. But then, status report adopted and published. I'm not sure what the treasure is. So they mean the report of the oversight visit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
No, they mean that. It's only that they I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying on that one, if the recommendation are standing, then the follow-up can't be one of the recommendations.
No, I agree.
It should be the totality of the recommendation that must be followed up.
Have you picked that up? Okay. Thank you. 24.
Under follow up
page
24.
Okay.
Follow up issue, the second bullet. I'm not sure if it's from the Sana Hospital. Is that the correct name?
It is.
I'm just checking.
No, I was saying on the same approach, because if the feedback is substantial, you can't
okay.
Then single out two of the issues that we need to follow up.
Okay.
Okay.
Secretary? Okay. Can we agree that in all the areas where we have got response and recommendation and follow-ups, until otherwise indicated, we will then take the same approach that we have agreed upon? Okay? We're on 26. Honorable Michelle? page?
Page 31.
Okay.
I thought you were saying page 31.
Page 1?
On the page of end report. The status report, my understanding is that it's been adopted by the House. And 80 seats adopted. So it's in the same status as the rest. Adopted and published should be reflecting the same status. We'll deal with the issue of, although it's a misplaced, deal with the issue as you have agreed to. Though we have never said there must be construction of a new clinic in our country.
No, we'll have to correct that. I'm catching you.
I don't know.
Sorry, honorable member. I hear from whoever there's something wrong with my. I slept at first one today.
I also slept at first one.
And the
group,
I can't.
I'm closer to the mic. Much closer. Yes. I'm saying we should follow the same step, but the issue that they've written, I don't know why they did it. We never said there should be a construction of a new clinic at university. Even in the recommendation, we never said. Never said that thing must be closed. That's what he said. We never said that because there is a clinic. Prince and Sheen.
Members, they conducted the oversight. Honorable Mashalila is saying it was never said the construction. It was of a new clinic. They said it must be closed. And that's what is in the report.
Honorable
Dab.
Honorable Master, which one? Yeah. Emlad. He said it must be closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the report is saying. Myself, I don't know where the construction of a new clinic is coming from. So can that be corrected? We're still on page 31. Honorable myself. That's what Honorable Mashalila has just corrected. Thank you. Okay. So you were in the same page. You couldn't pick it up what he was very soft. But that's what you said. Can they do order? Page 32.
Well, on page 32, Chair, there should be a reflection that there is an outstanding petition. Petition, which has not been dealt by the committee, which was referred to the committee sometimes. And it has to do with Bila Bila Kenya. Which there was a petition that was sent to the committee to intervene on the Bila Bila clinic, which was closed in 2015. And the committee didn't attend that matter. So it's an outstanding petition.
Okay.
It will be reflected under petition.
Okay. Thank you. Page 33?
Honorable Chair, I don't know whether I'll be out of order, but there's something that is coming on my mind in terms of problems. Is the issue? No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. What
do you allow us to finish the
meeting?
Hey, Nazi.
Hey, Chair. Honorable. Honorable myself, I'll come back to you. Honorable Mashaya.
No, I was saying some are of the outstanding issues under entities, Chair, and under ensure that the Office of the Health Ombuds function optimally with evidence budget and stuff. I would have thought that under that we are going also to add that the department should address the legislative confusion on the accountability, on the line accountability of the ombudsman, because the confusion that also deals with the budget, it is a result of the legislation, which is very confused. That's why there's that confusion, including the staffing and all other things. Until such time we resolve the issue of the legislation, the issue of the budget, the staffing and all those, the legislation says the staffing will be with the office of the legislation. So there's nothing that we can do about until you address that confusion, which also is the issue of the ombuds being independent from the office. So it's a matter that needs to be given urgent special attention by the department. I would have thought that under outstanding issues as well, although those ones are not related to the department, there must be something that deals with outstanding issues from the committee itself, which includes the legislation that Honorable Tambuwa spoke about, which is our matter. It's not the matter of the there is also a matter, well, maybe that one is old, but the other matter was outstanding issue, a report of the High Level Fund. It's an outstanding matter, it's with us, not with anybody else. So it's outstanding in terms of finalization. I'm not sure whether we'll finalize it by the time it arrives, but it should be reflected as outstanding until such time that we dispose of it. So that if you don't dispose of it, it remains part of it.
I think you were more summarized. However, Kim, why do you choose the honorable Indam?
Under entities, the middle paragraph there, that starts with the committee should, I think, hold. The committee should hold a joint meeting. It says the committee should a joint meeting. Entities, under summary of outstanding issues, under entities, responsibility entities, the middle paragraph there.
Should hold.
Honorable Ndaba?
Thank you. No, Chair, I was not confused. I was not confusing you, because I see here UMA outstanding issues in terms of UMA responsibility under its Department of Health.
Okay.
There's one issue, Chair, which is unresolved, the issue of TVET colleges. You remember, Chair, we even have whether it's a head of us,
the
outstanding department have not resolved that thing. Why
finance can't
No,
the problem, Honorable Ndaba, when you are raising an issue, raise it, then if there's somebody who is contesting that, allow them that person. So don't do that, because now you are tempted to respond, and that's not, you are completely out of order. Honorable Mashalet, Now, Sumpendu.
No, I'm saying she's confusing things. In as much as the chair also confused things when she was making a closure on that matter. It's unfortunate that I must say it here, but I didn't want to say it here because you are raising it. That matter was never served before the committee. The matter of the previous committee. It was not served before the committee. It was a matter that was discussed at the study group level, not at the portfolio committee level. There are no records for the portfolio committee on this matter. And that's why we are confusing things. No, it never arose.
No, I don't want us to be.
I don't want us to labor on this. What we will do, I'll check with the workers. I may be confused. I don't think I'm confused on the issue of civic committee being asked in a portfolio committee. But if we are confused, we'll come back.
Explain the history behind it, where it is coming from. Nobody knows in the portfolio committee where it is coming from. It was a matter that was raised by higher education at a study group level. And they wanted a joint study group for us to discuss it. And before we could say, no, let's have a joint meeting, we then organize a study group to then look at the matter.
Okay.
And that's where the matter is.
Okay. Can we agree
that there is that confusion? I'm closing that matter because you have clarified it.
I concur with him. It was a matter of the study group.
No, Honorable Matele, switch off. Page 33. And there's nothing wrong. In fact, there's nothing wrong in us raising a matter in the. All parties do have study groups for that matter. They can sit and discuss a matter. And if yes, they do. No, honourable Ngonzo, don't ask that question, please. Don't ask the question that you have asked. All parties have got a right to do outside the portfolio committee to meet whoever. Don't ask that question.
Yeah, but don't discuss them here in front of us.
Honorable Tembekwayo, please don't caution us. No. We have got a right to do that. If we have got a confusion, we'll clear that confusion. But it must not be as if we've committed treason by doing that. On page 34.
yesterday
that was on a lighter note to make us wake up. Page 34. And I hope people are not going to take that outside of this meeting. Page 34. Starting with you, Honorable Gons. Honorable Pledge 35. I think that is the end. I think we have then looked into this. It's not about adoption, it's for us to look into, to consider. We are still coming back next year. So we will. Oh, yay. Where should we? Yes, you see, I was right. Again with him. I'm not confusing, Papa. Whoever says you are confused, I will challenge. There is your friend. Honorable myself.
No, I think she's also confusing things.
What?
TB caucus is a parliamentary, not a committee matter. The caucus. Not the portfolio committee has matter. It's a matter that has got to do with all members of parliament who have individually joined a caucus. You might find there are some of us here who are not members of the caucus. because it's a voluntary, non-partisan thing that individual members are expected to join and become part of that process. That's why it's joined, that's why it includes both houses as a parliamentary issue. So it can be a portfolio committee. That's why when we can meet and discuss it as a portfolio committee. Because even in the house when it was adopted, it was not adopted as a health matter. It was adopted as a members of parliament issue in its totality.
Because, well, my view is that, yes, it's a parliamentary process. All expected that all members would have been. But in one way or another, as this parliament and as this committee that is dealing with health issues, how we highlight that, that maybe a closing thing that we, as this committee, we encourage, in fact, we are happy that we have lost, and we hope that the next administration will then, it doesn't, yes, it's not, I agree with him, it is something that all members should have. And he is correct in saying not all of us may have signed. Even in the launch, there are members that said they're not going to go into that thing. But it's not a party thing. It is a parliamentary thing. But, that's why I'm saying but, because TB falls under health, under this committee. But it's fine. I'm not going to be arguing the party political things here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we have... No, we are going to go... No, the meeting is not closed. Please. I know we are... We are in a season that we are... But now... Can we agree that when we have requested information from the department on the issues that have been raised by the chief nursing officer, when all that is, please, you will circulate it to us as members, so that when we are to be engaged in our constituency offices and dealing with issues of campaign, we are empowered to respond on some of the matters. Thank you very much, Honourable Members.
Under recommendations, we must recommend that, we must, last page recommendations, page 35, we must recommend that this committee must undertake international tours.
The next administration. The next administration. Okay, we'll do that. Once in Cuba, always wants to go back. Thank you.